This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Sans Pants Radio. New year, new me.
Hey everyone, and welcome to the very first episode of Plumbing the Death Star for 2021.
Alpha. Oh.
Where we ask the important questions, and obviously we want to start 2021 with a huge bang.
Out like a rocket.
How would you stop Roadrunner?
Stop Roadrunner.
Stop him.
Well, stop him. Stop. Stop. That can be like
stop
capture
the Roadrunner.
Or
say,
like
Roadrunner.
You know.
Yeah. Slow down.
No,
okay. I thought we were capturing. Okay.
You can capture. Kill.
Is the Roadrunner, do they like to obey road rules?
No.
If I just put up a big stop sign. Who's that stopping? Roadrunner or Wily?
Wait, is Wile E. Coyote also out there in the desert with us? Because that's
well,
scary.
Well, I assume. It's us three and a coyote.
Wile E. Coyote's as big as a man.
Oh, no. Okay, so I think, look, so we've all jumped on the stop, but that's just made this way too confusing. By stop, I mean capture or kill.
You mean stop permanently.
Yes. Yeah. Compromise to a permanent end.
Yep. The Roadrunner. Okay, here's what I...
Look, Wile E can be there as well, but I feel like Wile E has seen our $5 and will kill a kid business and been like, I'll give you 10 to kill this fucking bird.
A bird's twice the size of a child.
Yeah,
deal.
Okay.
Yeah, we're doing it. It's $5 per half child.
Yeah.
No, wait, full child.
Yeah. I hate this road bird. All right, sure. I would have done it for free, Wile E, but sick. A crisp tenner. All right.
Yeah, done. That'll buy me some knickknacks.
The coolest, firmest tenor the world's ever seen.
Damn, this tenor's stiff, Wiley. Wow.
I can't wait to get a foot-long sub and a 6-inch so we can all have a 6-inch sub.
I'm going to buy Wiley one of those rings from one of those tourist shops in Arizona that's got a scorpion in it and take it to school and be the coolest kid in class.
Wiley Coyote's looking at us being like, okay, look, you're spending it before you get it. Let's see some results.
Yeah, I actually haven't paid any of you yet. I stole the ring. Anyways.
I put down my subway. All right, okay, what we're going to do. All right, boys, we've got to ice this road bird. Okay.
Yeah. It's simple. Right. We kill the Roadrunner. So I'm thinking Wile E. Coyote is doing it fine.
Yeah.
They're just... I think they've got a good strategy. They're just not doing it right.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Because here's the thing. Okay. You paint a tunnel on a wall once.
Yeah.
Roadrunner gets tricked. Yeah?
Yeah.
Sorry, doesn't get tricked.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Do it again. Roadrunner will get tricked the second time.
So don't fool me once. Shame on me.
Yeah, we're going for a shame on me situation. Okay,
hang on. So don't fool me once.
How does it trick Roadrunner the first time?
No, it doesn't.
It doesn't.
So Jackson's logic...
It tricks Wiley every time.
Jackson's logic is simply, don't fool me once, shame on me, I will fool you the second time, shame on you.
Like, fool you know that me mantra? Once, shame yeah. on fool me once. Shame on you. Fool me twice, but actually you've only fooled me once. Uh-huh. That's my strategy. Uh-huh. And also, I think a lot of the time the reason Roadrunner his plans don't work is he gets tricked by them. I don't need to go through a tunnel.
Okay. So you've painted a tunnel. Mm-hmm.
Great.
Roadrunner has now run through your tunnel to the other side.
Yes.
What the hell? A train has come out and hit you. You are now a red paste.
Oh, no. I don't even get flattened like Wiley. I just fucking die.
Get misted.
You reform yourself like some kind of fleshy T-1000.
All right. Uh-huh. Okay.
Now it's your time to shine. You have a bucket of paint and a wall. Go on, Jack.
Well, it's obvious I just don't paint a train tunnel. I paint a tunnel that's going to have something good on the other end.
So
like
then,
what?
So then...
The other side? Then,
what? Yeah.
So then Roadrunner...
So, all right, you've painted a tunnel to go to the other side. There's something good there. Like what?
I don't know. Not a train.
No, what?
Not a train.
Like what? So
I don't know. Maybe like one of those carts at festivals that sell corn dogs.
Okay, so you've got a corn dog. So Roadrunner runs through, eats corn dog.
Oh!
Chuffs off.
Well, there's no corn train coming.
Corn dog cart starts running towards you. You get covered by cart and corn dog.
This was meant to be the fool me twice, but actually once part of the plan.
Also, Jackson, let's not forget that when Roadrunner runs through the tunnel, Wiley is often like, what? And then tries to run through and run straight into the wall, which I think would absolutely work for you.
Oh, for sure.
If there was corn dogs at the other end.
Well, I think I'd just be like, am I a wizard? What is this?
I think at that point I might just start painting other things. Like I would on the wall just paint a fully cooked Roadrunner.
Yeah, that'll come back to bite you somehow. The fully cooked Roadrunner will come to life and turn you into a paste. Okay, painting the wall doesn't work, but Wiley's got a lot up his sleeves. Second thing he tries quite often, roller skates on my feet.
Uh-huh. Yep.
Big red rocket, not a dog's penis, but a red rocket.
Uh-huh. Thanks for the clarification.
Thank you. We were all thinking it, but thank you for clarifying. Anytime.
I'm not strapping a dog's penis to my back. Okay.
No matter what you're all thinking and want us to do, there are zero dog penises strapped to our back. I know we're all thinking about a dog's penis right now.
Stop.
But let us
just
assure you,
okay,
it's an actual red rocket.
It's just a big red rocket. Not a dog
penis.
Uh-huh.
And then I wait for Roadrunner meep meep to come past me, and I light it. Uh-huh. How does that ever hamper the Wile E. Coyote?
Okay.
So
one of two things usually happens in that situation. I just have one question. Jackson, why does Wile E. Coyote do that? Because I'm not sure, based on your description, why he does it.
What? So it's like a big rocket that you've lit up.
Yeah,
so there's a wick to it.
To go fast.
Why?
Because Roadrunner's also fast. Wiley's slow.
Okay, cool. So you do...
Meep, meep.
I was worried for a second that you weren't sure why Wile E. Coyote was doing that, but no, you are...
Just emulating him for that. He knows what he's doing. Jackson, he patently doesn't. Roadrunner.
It's a rocket, though, so it has this lifespan.
Yeah. Jackson, so haven't you seen Toy Story? Don't you remember the fucking... I just lit a rocket, rockets explode...
I just lit a rocket, not a dog's penis. Rockets explode. Yes, I do remember that. But if I catch the Roadrunner first...
Yeah, it's okay. All right, best case scenario. You've rocketed, you've red rocketed, in brackets, not a dog penis, to Roadrunner.
Yes.
You've grabbed him by the neck.
Uh-huh.
So you've grabbed him by the neck. So you've got Roadrunner by the neck. You're strangling him out.
Yeah.
Okay. You're still going fast. You need to get
off
those red rockets, not
dog
a dog's penis,
penis
off your feet.
Yep. No, the rocket's on my back. The rocket's on my back.
Okay, sorry.
So I just have it on like a backpack, and I just take it off I'm still going at speed, but I'll slow down.
Okay, so you're going to an on-fire rocket.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Trying to slip that off your shoulders and arms while
one
still
hand
strangling.
Around, yeah, Roadrunner's neck. The other
okay,
hand.
Okay, so you've got it over. Okay, so you slipped it out of one arm. You've tried to slip it out of the okay. other. It's now wrapped around Roadrunner's neck.
Okay, now also, Jackson, yeah. have you ever rollerbladed?
Yeah, once yeah, or
yeah.
twice.
Yeah, yeah, okay. So
good. When, at speed?
So let's not
no,
even.
No, I went slow.
Yeah. And did you wobble?
A bit, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So now imagine you're going at, what, like 100 kilometers an hour, and you're trying to take a backpack off that is controlling your speed, so the moment that you loosen it, the angle oh, yeah. in which the rocket is propelling you changes.
Yeah.
I just spin, and then whilst trying to, like, redirect myself, I see the tunnel I painted earlier.
And a train oh, coming out.
That tunnel will slow me down. What? I'll slow down through the tunnel.
Slamming into the wall, paste. Yeah.
You two being like, how did he think a tunnel would slow him down? Okay, sure. Uh-huh. Another failure for Wily, and yep. I guess me. Wily Cody as well, surely throughout all this is watching it, he's being like, he's just doing the shit I yeah, do, but yeah. somehow worse.
The okay. other rockets... The, if the rocket yeah. doesn't explode, killing you, and you don't slam mm. into a wall, the other classic thing is for you to run off a cliff.
Yes. Mm. Well, I was going to say, next Wile E. Coyote strategy that I think he's just not doing right
uh-huh.
is dropping an anvil on Roadrunner
uh-huh.
from a cliff.
Uh-huh.
Okay?
Okay.
So I go to the edge of a cliff
uh-huh.
with an anvil, and I uh-huh. wait for Roadrunner.
Uh-huh.
But I probably wouldn't get an anvil because that's too small. Maybe a truck. Okay.
Uh-huh. You're
gonna drive a truck off a cliff.
No, don't drive. I'll push it off. Okay.
Okay, and- so Jackson, how far do you, a human man with, I would say, moderate to low strength, what's your tactic of getting a truck off a cliff?
So, I mean, surely handbrake off.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
Put my shoulder into it.
Yeah, so when you take the handbrake off,
yeah,
it's gonna roll.
It's gonna roll. And good. Where are you? Where are you when you take the handbrake off in the truck? Where the handbrake is?
I would have to be to do it in the first place.
And obviously,
and where would it roll? Back or what kind of incline?
Well, I would want it to be on a slope to a cliff.
Yeah,
so that it would land on Roadrunner.
Because
uh-huh. if I had it the other direction, it would just land on me.
Yes.
So I take the handbrake off. Could I do uh-huh. it with some kind of pulley system? But then, of course, there's the risk that it'll get attached to me and the truck will go off and I'll watch as the rope slowly unspools and I'll be like, oh, no, shit. And then...
Well, if you've got, like, enough run-up, like, I would say, look, you want enough, like, slope of the cliff so
yes.
that when you... So that you had enough time to take off the handbrake and jump out the cab so that it... Momentum... Uh-huh. Like, let it fall off the cliff.
If the truck's
yeah.
on,
I'm gonna give you this.
Drive, and you uh-huh. take the handbrake off, and it's on a flat surface, and yeah. you're not parked right at the edge of a cliff, but maybe 10 meters, or no, let's say 5 meters. That's probably enough yeah. time. You can yeah. probably get out of it, and if it's flat and yeah. in drive,
yes,
you and no handbrake, you might yes. be able to get out and push it off the cliff. But
yeah.
can you, one man, push a truck?
Look, I don't know if he needs to push the truck because if it's in drive,
it's on a slope.
Will slowly. Oh wait,
yeah.
it'll push itself off. But my question here is, how are you getting Roadrunner to stay stationary at the bottom of?
Wait,
the
wait,
I put
wait,
a
wait,
big
wait,
red
wait,
X
wait.
There. Come on,
trucks often. In fact, I don't. Are trucks ever automatic, or are they always?
I don't.
Yeah, I don't think
I
don't. So.
I think often they're manual.
I think that I would may even say that all the time they're manual, which means that
yeah.
you can't just leave it in drive because that's not how a manual. You'll have to get it into first.
Okay,
which I don't think you'll be capable of doing.
Yeah,
so you're gonna stall the truck, which means it'll be in the same spot, make a lot of noise.
What uh-huh. about an automatic van, Jack?
Yeah, okay. Like an automatic white, big white van.
Yeah.
Yeah.
yeah
and
like
then
a
I
Renault,
put, a,
you know?
I put just... a big red X underneath the cliff. Roadrunner, meep, stops on the X, yeah. looks around. I drop the truck on them. What's going to go wrong? Wile E. Coyote uses an anvil, which is little. So obviously that is easy to dodge for the Roadrunner. So yes. I'm going to drop, yeah. Well, I think that makes sense.
When things are dropped at a height, isn't it like no matter how much they weigh, they'll always hit a certain speed,
well, I
right?
think no matter the weight, like terminal everything velocity. Has a terminal yeah. velocity. But I think it's a different terminal velocity depending on how much stuff weighs. So a truck will still have a...
Fall, will it fall quicker?
I don't know if it'll fall... Yeah, I guess so. Oh, no. We've entered dangerous... That- No, I think
isn't this when it's like you when you get to terminal velocity, no matter how much it weighs, it's always going to go at the same speed.
If you drop a rat off the Empire State Building, it won't squish.
That is wrong.
Because it can't get fast enough. Or maybe that's an ant?
I'm just... I feel it's an ant.
You can drop an ant off the Eiffel Tower and it's all good. Right.
I'm trying to remember. I'm pretty sure I learned terminal velocity from the Animaniacs. So
if I drop a rat out of a moving plane, it hits its terminal velocity is such.
I thought that a quick Wikipedia of terminal velocity, would make it clear very quickly. If what you were saying was true or if what I was saying was true, but it could read either way.
Okay. Maybe the lesson
is the maximum velocity attainable by an object as it falls through a fluid. Air is the most common example.
They
learned that air is a fluid today. That's neat.
Okay,
it's
what
a
about
fluid, not a liquid. Don't get confused. Air is a gas.
One final Wile E. Coyote strategy.
Wait, how'd the truck go?
We don't know. We all got too confused and I left it there in neutral.
And now a quick word from our sponsors.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive and June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive and June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Also, did you know we do too many shows across the Sandspants Radio Network? Take BigSoftTitty.png, a show by award-winning comedians Tom Walker and Demi Lardner that is not for cowards. Are you a coward? Then stay the fuck away from BigSoftTitty.png, you big piss baby. But if you're brave enough to listen, you'll be rewarded with horse music, the hidden secret of what one does with a cum egg, and too much teeth talk. Just search for BigSoftTitty.png, all one word, no spaces, on iTunes or Spotify, or head to our website, SansPantsRadio.com.
Okay, Last strategy, similar to the rocket boot one, but more elegant. Okay. Set up a giant slingshot, side of the road. Bit away from the road, I guess. Roadrunner meeps up past me. I get in the slingshot, waddle back. Waddle? That was rude of me to me. Okay. Walk back, fire myself into Roadrunner like a conker, and then take out Roadrunner that way. How could that go wrong?
Jackson.
Yes, listening.
Okay, so how far is the slingshot going to shoot you?
Far?
So to catch Roadrunner using this strategy, you need to know exactly how far and how fast it's going to shoot you. So you
it doesn't
time
matter how
problem.
Far.
Yes, it does.
Roadrunner's on the road, and I'm adjacent, perpendicular to the road.
So because you're not directly behind Roadrunner, you're going to also need to aim the slingshot and time it so that your path and Roadrunner's path are at exact point at the right time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is going to require a lot more mathematics.
You thought terminal velocity was bad.
Now I gotta figure out. This is basically a graph.
You gotta triangulate.
Yeah.
Where
and I don't think I meant perpendicular. Guys.
Parallel is what you meant, I think.
Yeah.
No.
Wait, what do you want to be?
Like a T.
Like a T? Wait.
What? That's not what I was imagining.
Like, hang on.
I'm the
where
length.
Are you?
So,
I'm the length of the T.
What? No, don't be saying shit like that. What do you mean? The length of the T. What could that possibly mean?
I'll draw you a diagram.
No! No, I know what a fucking T looks like.
Okay.
So you have it.
There's the T, okay?
That's not what a T looks like. I was wrong. He drew a T on its side.
Okay.
Imagine a T and then like an uppercase T and if it fell over.
Why okay, have this... you drawn a Y half?
This is me in the slingshot, you maniacs. And then here's the Roadrunner, okay? And here's me.
So you've drawn a T.
I'm the length of the T.
Shut up. Shut the fuck up. You're not the length of a T.
That's the top of the T. Except it's the side of the T because the T is on its side.
So you want to shoot your slingshot.
Yes.
So you're the body of the T, aiming towards the hat of the T.
What's the difference between length and top and body and hat?
Well, because at least body and hat
this
is...
This is not a visual medium, you pig idiot.
And also because length... Which part is the length? The length of the hat? The length of the body? At least when I say body and hat, people are like, oh yeah, at least he sounds like an idiot, but I at least know what he's talking about.
Top made sense.
So, anyway, top would make sense if your
so
team was fucking vertical.
So the road bird is going across the T on the X axis.
Yes. I'm
and
coming
then,
at it on a Y
and you're
axis.
On the Y axis.
Yeah.
And so you're trying to triangulate.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to have to fucking use Pythagoras' theorem here. Yeah.
We all know I'm going to careen into a big cactus. Come on.
So basically, Jackson, you need to time it so that you, out of the slingshot, hit Roadrunner as X and Y axis meet.
Yes, in the middle bit. Yeah. But we know that's not going to happen. I'm going to slam into the Roadrunner's
like
going to be too quick.
You've given up now because we yelled at you enough. You're like, yeah, no, it's not even going to work. So who fucking cares? Let's just move on.
Well,
yeah, I'll be in a fucking. I'll be.
Hey, look, once in a blue moon, like if you keep doing it, and if Roadrunner is like, I'll give Jack a fighting chance.
Yeah.
And just kind of go back and forth up and down that road. Maybe you might hit.
You're going to end up with a cacti needle directly through your urethra.
Yeah, right down the tip. You're going to be like, oh, that doesn't look so bad, Jackson. And I'm going to be like, actually, guys, it's really bad.
It's the worst possible. It's gone through my urethra, through my guts, and then out my anus.
Yeah, you think it's a weird cactus in that it had no needles except one really big needle.
One long thin boy just
I don't know
right through.
And I know this is sacrilege to say given our line of work, but I don't know if this was worth $10 to be honest. Can one of you slide me off this very long needle and call a doctor?
I think cheers, I pierce some shit through the same hole, but both ways now.
Yeah, I think I'll be like a fountain now if I need to excrete. So, anybody calling that doctor? And then I fall over my face. Dead.
Okay. Well, I don't think that went well. And I think going into the... If we're going to rate these, I guess, Jack, you did a bad job.
Yeah.
Okay. Sure.
Yeah. So I think following in the footsteps of Wile E. Coyote, mm-hmm. not great no. because, you know, you've as opposed to, like, looking at, say, like a mentor or an idol, you've chosen a failure.
Yeah. Yeah.
And well, you chose to emulate a big failure.
I mean, it is a famous saying that the definition of insanity is trying the same thing over and over again and expecting different results. And you've done exactly that.
Ah, yeah. See, I thought the famous saying was, fool me once.
Yeah. Don't fool me once.
Don't fool me once.
Shame
you
on
you. Can't fool me.
You.
Shame.
Fool me twice, but fool actually me twice. For the first time. Shame on me.
Shame on you. You've been the fool.
I think so that's the same from memory.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, as opposed to looking at like a big failure like Wiley Coyote.
Or Jackson.
I'm gonna look at the roster of Looney Tunes, and I'm gonna look at the great, like the most successful Looney Tunes, Bugs Bunny, and
up,
do
dog?
What he does. And dress up like a sexy version of myself and try and seduce the Roadrunner.
Oh, okay. So
maybe I'll put a big beak.
Yeah. So, big beak, tig old bitties. Hell yeah.
I am curious. So, look, I want to talk through how you get to this point. But if you do succeed in this and you're now in bed with Roadrunner, what's the tactic then? Because Bugs Bunny often does it to avoid
brick to the back of the head.
It's so funny to imagine.
Head. So, maybe the most fucked version of a donkey punch.
Also the most fucked way to kill a donkey. Yes. God damn. I just like the idea of, like, because that obviously comes before the lovemaking. Yeah. Potential lovemaking. Yeah. But I just love Wile E. Coyote watching you seduce the Roadrunner and leave to a motel and him being like, what?
What's the play here?
What's he doing?
Because the difference...
Is he just fucking the Roadrunner?
Because, like...
He is.
Bugs Bunny does it so that Elmer Fudd doesn't shoot them. So it's the opposite of what you're trying to do.
It's kind of like if Elmer Fudd dressed up like a sexy Bugs Bunny to try and get Bugs Bunny close to shoot Bugs Bunny. It's sort of the strategy.
I'm reverse Fudding this.
Yeah, it's a reverse Fudd.
Yeah,
it's an anti-Fudd,
famous...
if you will.
Yeah, yeah. The Fudd polarity.
Yeah.
Roadrunner, even while seduced, will remain fast. So... I just...
Well, at the point of orgasm is when Zammit's going to brick the Roadrunner, right?
Okay. No, right, I guess I really want this tenor. Huh?
If you're seducing the Roadrunner, you got to be committed.
Yeah, you got to fuck the Roadrunner, dude.
What did you think was going to happen?
When
did
you
think
brain
you'd get
it
the
before
chance?
I have to fuck the Roadrunner.
When?
We're assuming the Roadrunner is speedy in all aspects of their life. They might be a slow lover.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll just try and seduce...
moment you bring the brick up, Roadrunner's going to meep out of there.
Yeah.
Okay, no. We can do some more fun here. We got blindfolds.
Okay.
Maybe I'm like, Roadrunner, what if we try something new for the first time?
Meep, meep. But it's a curious meep, meep. Like, what? Meep, meep?
Meep, meep.
Meep, meep. This is good as well.
What if we try? Look, hey, I think I might be into some very light S&M where we involve ropes and a blindfold
and bricks,
meep, and bricks. Meep.
I like the idea of you say you get the Roadrunner this way.
Yeah.
So here's a question.
Hang on, I don't need a brick. I can just get a very heavy bum paddle.
Spank Roadrunner to
spank Roadrunner to death.
While Cody being like, I'm not sure I want this anymore.
Also, like, look,
Yeah.
This is going to be an easy A situation, Zama, because if you don't fuck Roadrunner, everyone's still going to think you fucked Roadrunner.
Well, I was going to think this, Zama, and hey, you don't have to answer this, but even if you didn't fuck Roadrunner, being in that sexual situation with Roadrunner, would you get an erection? Because if when Wile E. Coyote picks up the dead Roadrunner, if you're fully erect, we will not get him as a return customer to our store.
I mean, at the end of the day, it's still a fast bird, so no.
Okay, just asking, okay?
So, I just want to, just a quick recap. So, you're seducing, we haven't even got to how you plan on seducing Roadrunner, but you've successfully seduced Roadrunner.
Okay, that's, it's easy. Okay, what I'm going to do is, so a very, a fancy suit. a suave, a bit Armani suit, looking really nice and schmick. I'll put a big beak on, like one of them plague mask beaks on my face, and I have some bird seed. In my pockets, and I'll grab some of the bird seed and I'll lean back a little and thrust out my hips.
Okay.
And then kind of drop the bird seed on my groin and give a bit of a seductive wink at the Roadrunner.
Yeah.
Okay, so you do risk here that Roadrunner is just a quick bird and may, rather than see it as a seductive method, just
peck
your penis off.
Okay. Beep, beep, boom. Okay. Okay.
Yes.
Oh my god! It pecked off Sam's dick.
It pecked off my penis.
Oh no! Oh no!
Guys, Sam's gonna call a doctor. This was not worth the $10.
You're gonna be in the penis ward with me at the hospital. That horror as Roadrunner hugs and then speeds off. Oh, no.
Someone catch it. Maybe they can reattach that shit.
Roadrunner has my penis. I'm saying that because I got your wiener in their mouth. They can't talk. They got beat properly.
Penis blood going everywhere.
Could you imagine you curled on your knees, grabbing your crotch? I'm still on the cactus. Same exact spot.
You guys are really going to stop destroying your penises for $10.
Guys, I did a bad job, JD. Get that fucking road bird and get my penis back.
Okay, wow. Further incentive to catch the Roadrunner, $10 and a friend's penis. Good luck, dude. Okay.
So, Roadrunner is a tricky one because, like, Wile E. Coyote has tried pretty much everything and Roadrunner is clearly one step ahead.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like you just need to introduce elements that Roadrunner hasn't experienced in its natural life because it is just a fast bird.
It's a quick bird, yeah.
Yeah, so, I don't know, like, even just something like... look, guys, I got nothing. I'm so stressed about my dick.
It's a real... Okay, we can figure this out for you. Okay, I emulated the Wile E. Coyote. Didn't work. Zamet emulated Bugs Bunny. Didn't work. What Looney Tune could you emulate?
Actually, maybe if I try Elmer Fudd and just try and shoot Roadrunner?
Okay, so Elmer Fudd, you say it's Roadrunner season. Okay. Yeah. And Roadrunner can't say Joldusha season because it's a bird.
It just goes meep,
so
meep.
So Roadrunner's going to go meep, meep, and then you get to shoot it in the face.
Yeah, but how are you going to... You've got my T problem again.
Yeah.
Are you going to line up with your gun at the T middle when Roadrunner comes past to
the
shoot
The only
them?
Difference is, though, that if I do miss, I haven't put myself in bodily harm because I'm not launching myself.
Way. Yeah.
Or I could even try, like, a Marvin the Martian tactic. Ray gun? I'm sure Marvin the Martian could kill Roadrunner.
Yeah.
Okay.
It seems...
What are Marvin's motivations?
Yeah, I don't know what Marvin the... I don't know. Marvin hates humanity, I think. He wants to destroy us. Well,
now if you summon Marvin the Martian and there's you, Joldusha, a human man, and a fast bird, he might just ray gun.
Well, I think Dusha's gonna get a ray gun from a ray gun proprietor. Dusha, if you're going the Elmer Fudd route, what if your gun gets flaccid, as so often happens to Elmer Fudd?
Yes.
His gun occasionally becomes floppy.
Also,
you know,
I don't know
there's
why
risks there.
I feel like that people may see me as an Elmer Fudd type, but I'm probably closer to a Yosemite Sam.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Yosemite Sam.
Shooting
heaps. Tight jeans. I get up there, dude.
Big hat.
Big hat. Yosemite Sam, no knees. Yosemite Sam, baby.
But see, we're the problem is though we're going for foibles. Like the people here is right. Like you know Yosemite Sam. He's not a winner.
Mm.
You got to pick a winner like Foghorn Leghorn.
Oh, I say. Yeah. Foghorn Leghorn.
So somehow you got to antagonize Roadrunner so that they chase you and that you can grab a big plank and smack him on the bum.
That's true.
Use my spanking technique.
Well, yeah. The trick is not to catch Roadrunner. It's to make Roadrunner catch you because then you're flipping the rules of the universe in your favor, baby.
Yeah. I just wonder how can I make a fast bird angry at me?
Yeah, okay, because the obvious choice would be to...
hate?
Roadrunner is a cunt, right? They're a cocky fuck. So you need to humiliate the Roadrunner first. Not necessarily catch them. You know, you need to hurt the Roadrunner's pride.
What if I just fucking oil slick the fucking desert?
The whole desert.
Okay.
Roadrunner just fucking eat slipping, going ass over tit. Fucking. Yeah.
All right, maybe instead of the whole desert, because now you've made... Ipa man.
Yeah.
Big
oil though. They fucking love me. They're like, thank you for your dollars.
Okay.
Well, you could. Well, why don't you put a lot of banana peels on the road? Make him a bit slippy. He slips.
What about this?
Now he's like,
yeah.
He's mad at you, and then you're like, oi, Roadrunner, that was me. I made you slip. And then the Roadrunner's like, meep meep, runs after you, spank it to death.
Yeah. I think it's too. You're obviously antagonizing the Roadrunner. I think what you got to do is gentrify the desert. If you get in the big property developer, if you get in the pants of some property development company and you destroy Roadrunner's natural habitat, then the Roadrunner will hate you and then you can spank them to death as they hunt after you. Yeah.
I know this. So look, Roadrunners are very territorial.
Okay.
So start building a house.
Hey, that's a good idea. That's easy.
Maybe... The problem is that we've been trying to emulate people that are hunting the Roadrunner when we should have been emulating the Roadrunner itself. Get quick, say meep meep. There you go. I can't see any way that this damages your penis.
Yeah.
Though I fear there will be one somewhere. Like, you'll become the Roadrunner and Wile E. Coyote will be like, well, you're easier to get than the real Roadrunner. And he'll tip a big boulder over off a cliff and the boulder will land directly on the tip of your penis.
Just crushing.
Crushing it down like an accordion. Like
My accordion dick.
In the exact same place that my penis is impaled on a cactus and Zammit's... Well, Zammit's is in the mouth of
the Roadrunner.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think your best tactic may be, build a house to get it aggressive and territorial, or you must be to first catch the Roadrunner, become the Roadrunner.
Yeah, exactly.
But then you fall into the trap of maybe me and Jack try and capture you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Look, what about landmines?
Oh, yeah. Well, you can't. If you put landmines down, Dusha, they'll blow your penis off. Okay? Direct conflict ends in a damaged penis.
We just have to accept that as a reality. Okay?
You can't go direct conflict. You got to think outside the box. Like, wait for the Roadrunner to die of old age. What's the lifespan of a Roadrunner? Let's look it up.
Yeah, that's true. What is the lifespan of a Roadrunner? How long... does
7 to 8 years. Okay. Next question. How long can you last without a penis? Okay.
I feel like some people do their entire life without ejection.
What's the lifespan of a coyote?
Yeah.
How long does a coyote?
10 to 14 years. So it's the waiting game, baby.
Yeah, exactly.
Google has given me an alarming question because it's like, how long does a coyote live? Second question, how long does a coyote stay pregnant? Let's find out. 60 days. Quick babies.
Damn.
There's a quick baby. Mm.
Okay.
Damn,
so
baby.
We wait the 7 or 8 years for both the Roadrunner and the Wile E. Coyote to die. You pry open the Roadrunner's mouth, pull out Zammit's withered penis.
I got it.
Slide me off the cactus. We rob the Roadrunner's house. We probably get more than $20, $10, whatever.
Yeah.
We go.
Okay, so yeah. How old do you reckon the Roadrunner is?
He's middle aged.
Definitely middle aged, yeah.
Four. Yeah. Let's
so
say four.
We're looking at about four.
Yeah.
So let's just quick do the quick investment here. So that's 4 years. We've earned a grand total of $10 uh-huh. in that 4 years.
Each.
So $10 each.
Each. That was the deal. Man, we got bargain. Yeah. Right, so let's just do a
all
quick,
right, so 10
let's just do
divided-
a quick calculation. So I 10 think this times all been 3 worth it. is 3. And that's over 4 years. Uh-huh. So divided by 4. So that makes $7.50 per year.
You're going to divide that
now,
by.
Now, if we divide that by 12, uh-huh. and so we have made. Mate, 62.5 cents
a month.
So
nothing to sneeze at. How much,
guys?
What's the hospital bill at the Wiener Ward?
well, in the hospital, the hospital for the Wiener Ward, because we live in Australia.
That's true.
And we have free healthcare. Yeah. Hot $0.
Except, I always forget about this in Australia. You still got to pay the. Is it surcharge? I forget what it's called. Like when you crash your car.
Parking?
No. You know,
insurance?
You know, the insurance premium? No, not a premium.
No, that's if we're going with like, no, we're going like the public hospital, buddy. That's a hot, big nothing. Right.
Exactly.
So
we just can enjoy those 60 cents a month.
62 cents a month.
That's one Freddo Frog, which may be a very, very exclusively Australian reference. I do not know. A month.
That's pretty good.
That's a little
chocolate's
chunky
nice.
Treat.
So,
really good job.
Yeah. I would say so.
Everyone gets a Freddo Frog.
Plus, we get to eat the Roadrunner's withered, desiccated corpse. So, and I will have an erection.
And on that note, I've been Joel.
I've been Jackson.
And I've also been Joel. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Meet
me, motherfuckers.
Meet me.
Thanks for listening. If you want to help support this show and all the other shows on the Sans Pants Radio Network, just head to sanspantsradio.com and consider joining the Sans Pants Plus community. There's over 20 bonus shows, a Sans Pants Plus Discord, exclusive video content, and discounts on merch. Just head to sanspantsradio.com and follow the links.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.